گل یا سمهربونم فاطمه چراغ خونم گل یا سمهربونم فاطمه چراغ خونم الهی نیاد یه روزی بی تو من زنده بمونم.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. Last night, we started talking about this very important khutbah and sermon by Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, and we said in the first portion of her khutbah, she talks about the philosophy of ahkam. We talked about salat, about sajda, we talked about fasting, we talked about hajj. And then the next thing that she mentions in this very important khutbah, before coming to Fadak itself, because as I said, the name of this khutbah is Khutbat al-Fadakiyah. The reason that they named it Khutbat al-Fadakiyah is that because at the end, Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha is referring to the story of Fadak and the way that took this land from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. This is the topic that inshallah tomorrow we're gonna cover. We are still in the first part of this sermon, and as I said, you can find it in the khutbah in Kitab Balaghat al-Nisa, in the book being called Balaghat al-Nisa, which has been written in the 3rd century of Islam. So then she continues, وَالزَّكَاةَ تَزْكِيَةً لِلنَّفْسِ وَالنِّمَاءً لِلرَّزْقِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated zakat, donations, تَزْكِيَةً لِلنَّفْسِ, to purify your nafs, and then وَالنِّمَاءً لِلرَّزْقِ, and also to increase your rizq. Recite the salawat, please.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So, as you see the verses in the Quran, there are always salat and zakat together. There are always praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also contributing, as brother was saying, to the community are coming together. You pray and as salat wa zakat, all are coming always together. But here Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha mentions a very beautiful, brings a beautiful connection between the two impacts that the zakat has in our life. The first one, she says, tazkiyatan lin-nafs. You are purifying your nafs. And the second is nima'an lil-rizq. You're increasing your actual like financial stability that you have. But so the first one is spiritual, the second one is worldly. But the question is how is that, how is like a spiritual thing, how as zakat, she says, zakat tazkiyatan linafs, how zakat and donation would be a purification for my soul? How that one work? Like I donate my time, I donate my power that I have, I donate the money that I have, or whatever I have, and that would be a purification for my soul. How is that working? To answer this question, you need to refer to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In his book, Imam Khomeini, Chahal Hadith, 40 Hadith, he explains this hadith from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is hubbu dunya ra'su kulli khati'ah, meaning that the love of this world is kind of an umbrella for all of the bad things that we may do. Okay, so all of the source the source of everything, that every problem that you have it in your soul, in your soul is going back to hubb ad-dunya, the love of this world. If you are lying, you need to find the source in the love of this world. If you are backbiting, at the end, you would be able to find the source there. If you are whatever sin that you are doing, you would be able to find and track the source of the dhanb to hubb ad-dunya. Okay, so the hubb ad-dunya itself, according to Surah Al-Mu'mineen, it says, كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون. The things that they were doing has been rusted on their heart. ران على قلوبهم. Okay, it ران means rusted on their على قلوبهم, on their heart. And the way to get rid of this rust, which you find it on your heart, is to get rid of this, the thing which you call it dunya, which is your time, which is your power, which is your money. When you come to Musa alayhi salam, okay? When you come to Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders Musa to do what? Do you remember the ayah? Musa, اذهب الى فرعون, and then he talks about his, Musa alayhi salam has asa, a stick, okay? And he says, farniha, okay? اذهب الى, you know the story, and in many different verses of the Quran, you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Musa, throw it, okay? Throw it in my way, throw it in my path because of me. So some of the interpreters were saying that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what is the actual meaning of this asa? What is the actual meaning of this stick? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Musa to get rid of it, throw it in the way of Al-Qiha ya Musa? Okay, in many different verses of Quran it says Al-Qiha ya Musa. Al-Qiha means throw this. Some of the Mufassirin are saying that this asa was the identity of Musa alayhi salam as a shepherd. Okay, was the identity of Musa alayhi salam and the power of Musa. This was a sign of the identity of Musa alayhi salam, saying that throw it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every one of us, because every one of us has this stick. Musa alayhi salam had it, Imam Hussein alayhi salam had it. For Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Al-Qiha ya Hussein, it means all of the family members. It means Ali al-Askar. It means Ali al-Akbar. It means everyone around. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam is throwing everything in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what about me? What is my asa? What is my stick that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling me, that is your power, that is the way that you are identifying yourself? Al-Qiha, Al-Qiha ya Rasul. Your name is Muhammad, my name is Rasul, Ahmad, Reza, Zainab, Fatima. Al-Qiha in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throw it. That's not only a verse for Musa alayhi salam, that was a verse for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, for our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for me as well. So this is the first point that Fatima al-Zahra sallallahu alayhi is mentioning. And then she comes to the second point, وَنِمَاءً لِلْرِزْقِ. And this donation, which is, as I said, it could be time, any kind of power that you have, time, spiritual, knowledge, whatever you have, it says, وَنِمَاءً لِلْرِزْقِ. It will increase it. Where this is coming from? This has been, this is in the Surah Ibrahim, verse number 7. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ. You read it. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Let me give you a little bit of context of this verse. This وَإِذْ تَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَإِذْ تَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, meaning that when your Lord proclaimed that if you are grateful, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, surely I will increase. Okay? So the context of this verse is when Musa alayhi salam takes Bani Israel, okay, and they are after they passed the Red Sea, and now they have nothing. Okay? Now they have nothing. They have it's all desert. There is not enough food. There is not enough, like, because it's a start. He needs to start a new community there now. Okay, so here Musa alayhi salam needs to talk about what? Patience, right? Because they have a lot of problems. But instead of him coming and talking about patience, he talks about being grateful. How come? Why Musa alayhi salam chooses a topic which seems to be irrelevant to the context? The context is that you all have problems, you need to come and talk about patience for us. But he changes. He is wise enough to choose another topic, to talk about being grateful. Why? Because if you are grateful, if you are able to see that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you already, even in that bad situation, then you will be hopeful to find enough strength to fight the problems that you have. Did you get the connection? So instead of him choosing sabr for his talk, he's choosing shukr. He's choosing shukr. And then he says, if you do shukr, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is increasing. So, and the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you are grateful, if you are doing this shirk, if you are paying this back, la azidannakum, is very interesting. There are five different emphasis in this word. La azidannakum. I just count this and then go to the next sentence of Fatimah Zahra sallallahu alayha. La azidannakum. First is lam. If you want to emphasize a verb in Arabic, you usually add lam al-maftuha before it. So la means for sure. The second thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promising that I will increase it. Okay? So why I'm saying this is another emphasize? The reason that I'm saying is that sometimes you want to do a work, okay? You come to masjid and, or let's say you go, or you have something to do with a king, okay? And sometimes the king says, well, you people go and do this work. Okay, and sometimes instead of saying you go do this work, he says I will do it. We have the same in the Quran. Sometimes in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we do this, okay, or malaika will do this. But very rarely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes and says I will do it. And when he says, I will do it, there is a second emphasis, right? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La azidannakum, I will increase it, don't worry, I will do it. This is the second emphasis. The third one is zada, increasing. Okay, why this is another emphasis? Because when you are doing shukr, okay, shukr itself is what? It's paying back because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you already. So if you are paying back, you are not accepting anything more, right? Because he has already given to you, you are paying back, right? That. So if he gives you something, when you are paying back, this is another emphasis. You know, this is like double food, double benefit. So this is three. Let's go. What are the number four and number five? Number four and number five, again, if you're familiar in Arabic, is nun al-ta'kid. If you want to emphasize a verb in Arabic, very, very, like, you want to make it very clear so everyone can hear it, you add nun al-ta'kid. You add a nun at the end of the verb. Okay? You add a nun at the end of the verb. If you want to make it very, very, very clear, you make a shadda as well. So it would be double nun. So it would be double ta'kid. So did you get five different ta'kid in one word? La azibannakum, to say what? It's like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming down and swearing, I assure you that I will increase. So I don't know why you are not believing in it. And so what is ta'azzana rabbukum la in shakartum la azidannakum. If we don't believe in the ayah, that's something else. But if we believe in the ayah, I can't imagine a more clear way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming and making this clear for all of us. The next sentence that Fatima al-Zahra sallallahu alayha is making here is about parents. She says, وَبِرَّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَقَايَةً مِنَ السَّخَطِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated being kind to our parent to prevent us from وَقَايَةً مِنَ السَّخَطِ, from his punishment. Sakhat is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not satisfied of his abd. وَقَايَةً مِنَ السَّخَطِ means that to prevent you from that dissatisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adam al-ridayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So how? Let me go over this topic a little bit. There is a verse in the Quran very beautifully mentions this. It says, wa'budullah. So what is the most fundamental belief in Islam? The message that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started Islam with. Qulu la ilaha illallah, tawheed, right? وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. Okay? وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. This is the first thing in the ayah. The second thing immediately after this, there is nothing in between. Okay? He comes saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes saying, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And being kind to your parent. And then in another ayah says, وَخْفِظْ لَهُمَا جِنَاهَ الظُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. This is a beautiful verse. Let's memorize it and have it in your qunut. In your qunut when you are praying, let's have this at least sometimes in your prayer. It says, وَخْفِظْ لَهُمَا جُنَاهَ الظُّلَّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. And lower to them, meaning to your parents, the جَنَاهَ الظُّلْ, wing of humility. Okay, wing of humility, zul, min ar-rahma, out of mercy, and say to them, this is the part that we need to have it in our qunut, rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira, ya Allah, have mercy upon them as they had mercy upon me when they were raising me, when they were training me. And the beautiful thing in this ayah is that we have two words here, the same, it's the same root, Rabb, okay? قُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا, this is one Rabb, كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا, okay? The first one, the first Rabb is referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second Rab is referring to our parents. And both of them are from the same root. So how come? What is the meaning of Rab? Rab, Okay, rap has, we all usually translate rap in English as what? Lord. That's not an exact translation, okay? Because rab means trainer, a coach sometimes, okay? Murabbi is a word in Arabic when you, which is like if you want to, if you have a coach in a team, that is murabbi, the person is murabbi. What is the difference between teacher and murabbi? The teacher only gives you knowledge, okay? Only the knowledge, but the teacher, he or she is not coming with you. I'm just talking about the concept. Many of our teachers are trainers, so I'm not saying I'm just trying to bring the difference between muallim and murabbi. Okay, so here, Rab, let me give you an example so this would be clear. If someone asks you about the address of a place, about the address of REC, okay? You have two ways of answering this person. The first way is that you say, you go to this, you take this road, when you came to the first light, make a right, and then you will see the masjid. This is one way. Man sa'an bil umr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated salat al-rahim. Why? To longer your life. And I was like, how come? Like, what is the relationship between you going and visiting your relatives and respecting them and being social with them and being connected with them? And so what is the relationship of me visiting being in touch with my relatives to that, like, kind of longer in my life and increase the amount that me is staying in this world? I couldn't figure the connection. Okay, I knew this was the word of Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha on my eyes, of course, but it was like I was missing the connection there. Okay, until I came to this research, which has actually concluded recently. This is please pay attention to this research. This is a research being done by a group of researchers in Harvard University. The name of the center which is doing this research is the Harvard Study of Adult Development. And this is, it seems to be the longest study of human life in the history of human being. 75 years of a study. So 75 years of a study, okay? They started this research 75 years ago with another director, the person who is giving this TED talk and telling the conclusions of this research that they had it for this such a long time, is the fourth person in chief of this research, okay? So let me tell you a little bit about what is this research and what was the conclusion that they made. So 75 years ago, the director said, we chose 724 people from two different groups. One was a very poor community in Boston, and one was a group of people who were educated, studying in different universities. So that we track their life for 75 years. Some of them are died, and 60 of them are still alive in their 90s. Okay, and they have 2,000 children which they are still studying their life. Okay, so he says before this research, if we were asking, what make you people, what make you satisfied? What make you very happy in this world? Well, maybe 80% were going, if we are rich. And maybe the second thing in their life was, if we were famous. Okay? He says, by the end of this study, we came to understand that this was totally wrong. This was totally wrong. He says, after doing all of these and tracking the life of these people, who many of them died, one of them became the president of the United States, many of them became lawyers, many of them are working in different factories, many of them became physicians. I encourage you to listen to this. To this TED talk, it's very interesting when you read the comments. In the comments, many of Muslims are citing many different hadiths from our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. No one is mentioning this hadith from Fatima al-Zahra sallallahu alaiha. I wish one of you maybe go there and add this hadith there. So if you want to find it, it's you can search for Robert Waldinger, and the study is Harvard, the study of adult development. Anyway, he comes, and after like tens of thousand pages of data and analyzing these data, and still they are doing the study of their children. So he says, he comes to this conclusion. He says, we found that good relationships keeps us happier and healthier. People who are more socially connected to their family and relatives are happier, healthier, and they live longer. It was, as I read this, I was like, and they live longer. Now I found the missing point, that the missing connection that I was looking in my mind when Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha 14 centuries ago is saying, keeping the connection, having the quality time with your family and with your relatives, being socialized with them is actually making your life healthier, happier, and even longer. وصلت الرحم من صاء للعمر And then, let me conclude by the next point, and inshallah I continue tomorrow. Then, she comes to the second part of her sermon. It's very interesting. After all of this talk, and she comes introducing herself. She says, "Ayyuhan nas, O people, i'lamu anni Fatima. Know that I am Fatima. Wa abi Muhammad, and my father is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa So why do you think now she's starting to introduce herself? Isn't that clear for everybody? Isn't that clear that people already know that she is Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha? You know the problem? The problem is, yes, they know, but many, they actually have forgotten. The same story which happened with Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. If you go and see the sermons that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam is making in the day of Ashura, in every sermon he starts by introducing himself. Why? People don't forget, I am Husayn. I am the grandson of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. People don't forget, I am the daughter of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And she's starting this to come to her main point, which inshallah we will talk tomorrow about it, which is the Fadak. And the story of Fadak, she gives a very, very short and brief history of what happened after the demise of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. صلى الله عليك يا فاطمة الزهراء يا بنت محمد يا قرة عين الرسول يا سيدتنا ومولاتنا لا إله إلا الله من فاطمة الزهراء سلام الله عليها Just at the end of her life was talking and was giving her wasiyah and her will to Imam Ali alayhi salam. She said, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, Ya Ali, ghassalni bilal. Ya Ali, do my ghusl, wash my body at night. Then she said, وَكَفَّنِّي بِاللَّيْلِ Do my kafan, cover my body at night. And then she continued, وَدَفَّنِّي فِي اللَّيْلِ And bury me at night when you are thinking making it clear why she said Dafani Bilal, why she said Darini at night, because she didn't want her enemies, the enemies of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to participate in her janazah. But why she said ghassalni bil-layl, why she said wash my body at night, why she said this was not because of the enemies, this was because of Imam Ali alayhi salam. She didn't want Imam Ali alayhi salam seeing what happened to her body. She didn't want Imam Ali alayhi salam to see what happened between the door and wall. So in the middle, when Imam Ali alayhi salam was washing the body, all of a sudden he stopped and started crying out loud. Why are you crying, Imam? I just realized what Fatima was hiding from me. I just realized why she told me to sell me for line, wash my body at night. Ya Sayyidatana wa Mawlatana, inna tawajjahna واستغفرنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجتنا. Whatever الحاجة that you have in your mind, يا subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us his forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the love of Ahlul Bayt in our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our dhunub. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to have our Imam alayhi wa salam and Ahlul Bayt as our role model in our life. The barakat salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
نزد دستم از تو دور شه، نزد دستم از تو دور شه، آرزوم زنده به گور شه، آرزوم زنده به گور شه. کی میتونه بعد زهرا، کی میتونه بعد زهرا واسه من سنگ صبور شه، واسه من سنگ زبوج یا زهرا مادر جان یا زهرا
مادر جان
یا زهرا
مادر جان
یا زهرا مادر مادر
یا زهرا مادر جان
مادر جان یا زهرا صدا تو از خونه لبر صدا تو صدای گرم دعا تو صدای گرم دعا تو تو بگو بدم چطوری تو بگو بدم چطوری من جواب بچه ها تو من جواب بچه ها تو بانوی رفته به خوابم بانوی رفته به خوابم فاطمه بده جوابم فاطمه بده جوابم نشگنی شیشه عمرم نشگنی شیشه عمرم نکنی خون خرابم نکنی خون خرابم ای همیشم نشینم علی جان ای همیشم نشینم ای امیرالمومنینم ای امیرالمومنینم ای امیرالمومنینم دعا کن تا من بمیرم دعا کن تا من بمیرم خونه نشینی تو نبینم خونه نشینی تو نبینم یا زهرا مادر جان یا زهرا
روزه مال بچه ها
مادر جان یا زهرا مادر مادر یا زهرا مادر مادر نمیتونم ببینم که دم بدم بیهوش میشی آروم آروم میسوزی پیش چشام خاموش میشی جون زینب دوباره چشماتو وا کن و ببین آسمون ابری تره یا چشم این گول نشین منو تنها نذاری روی دلم پا نذاری منو تنها نذاری روی دلم پا نذاری میونه این همه دشمن علی را جا نذاری میونه این همه دشمن علی را نذاری یا زهرا مادر جان یا زهرا